Here we are. We are live on the Guelph Dads Podcast. We are back. It's been a minute. Happy to be back and happy to be live here with Matthew Webster.
Yeah, I can actually like...
We can touch.
We can touch.
We can touch. Yeah. No virtual backgrounds exactly. Here. This is authentic.
According to the... I'm going to get some flack for this for sure, but according to the Guelph Dads Podcast, COVID is over. Look at this.
It's over.
We could just be in person. It's amazing.
We're done. Awesome. Well, happy to be back. We're here in Emerged Media offices here in Guelph, downtown Guelph, Ontario, on Wyndham Street. Wyndham and what street's that? Aramosa? Not Aramosa.
That's Wellington.
Wellington. There you go. That's how new we are here. So
that's right.
But yeah, it's going to be back. It's kind of the home of Guelph Dads now as well.
It is.
So if you ever have any gear that you want to pick up or purchase hats and sweatshirts, you're going to be picking it up here at this office. Well, let's start with maybe talking about what you're drinking here. What are you at?
Yeah, so this will curtail really nicely into what you want to talk about downtown Guelph. But because I had a nice long walk from my car to Jay's office, I went right by Red Brick Cafe. So I like to stop there. Delicious coffee. This is a latte.
Red Brick is actually, it's not just, good coffee is good coffee, but when you pair good coffee with a really good environment, it just tastes that much better.
Totally.
Red Brick Cafe, that place is just legit. It's kind of tucked away too. It's kind of hard to find if you're not familiar.
Licensed too. So if you're there, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, you know, you have a drink.
I was there this week. I actually got the lunch special, which was like a chicken wrap with soup and coffee. It was amazing.
Cool.
Check it out.
Yeah. We like that spot.
Yeah, so great segue towards the parking situation here in downtown Guelph, which I want to address because I think it needs to be fixed. I think there's some opportunity and room for improvement. Like even when we got this unit down here, we were given one fob, and that one fob is in the underground parking across the street at 141 Wyndham. And that is not going to cut it because we have employees here. Yeah. And if you try to get any sort of parking downtown Guelph, we actually got quoted for one spot. There's only one spot available. It's in the Market Square Parkade, which is at the other end of downtown. And it was like $180 for a monthly pass.
Yep.
It doesn't even make sense. So our employees are basically moving their cars twice a day to avoid having to pay the monthly fee or having to pay $20, $30 for underground parking. So they're doing that and they haven't been ticketed yet. But it's not scalable by any means. However, if they do get a ticket, I don't know, how much is a ticket for a parking ticket?
Downtown's probably, it's probably a premium for downtown.
Is it?
Maybe it's a good question for our next time we have Cam on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, Cam. We need more parking in downtown Guelph. Affordable parking in downtown Guelph.
And I know what the counter argument to this is going to be, which is, we should be biking and walking, using public transit more. But I saw in the lobby for your building downstairs, it says no bikes. So where's your bike go?
Can't win.
Anyway, so.
So where did you park?
I parked, I'm at the corner of McDonnell and Wyndham. So I'm actually on McDonnell around the corner.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I love downtown Guelph. I'm a big fan of it. I think there's so many great restaurants to eat at. It's so bumping and lively, especially in the summertime with the patios. If they can just figure out that parking situation, because I think it might deter a lot of people from wanting to come downtown Guelph.
Totally. Totally. Right? And now I know that Downtown Guelph Business Association, they have a new president and they're trying to do some cool stuff. So I think there's some momentum with Jay's complaints and, you know, some new leadership.
Yeah, this is not a negative Nancy podcast by any means, right? But what are some of these positive things that you're hearing?
I just heard there's like new energy in the Downtown Guelph Business Association. And so anyone that's been dealing with them, I'm a little bit involved with the Guelph Games. It's going to be happening likely downtown. So I don't want to steal anybody's thunder there. But and I know that the Downtown Guelph Business Association is like pretty pumped and supporting that event. So anything we can get people downtown doing stuff is cool.
100%. And it helps when the Guelph Storm are on a great streak as well.
You got it.
In the last 10 games, they're 7-2-1. Mm-hmm. Storm, I think they won like 5 games in a row, which is pretty awesome.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they beat some good teams too. Like they beat some teams that are at the top of the standings. So
Definitely. Yeah. Cool. Hey, you have a, did you want to talk about your skate coming up at all, or is
no.
Okay.
No.
Never mind. That's for another day. Okay. So, all right, let's get into it. Anything else you want to touch on before we kick it to our first guest?
No, let's bring Justin on. I know he's got, he told me he's got errands to do before he picks up his kids. So this is a real dad problem, get on, right? Like, I got to get some stuff done before my dad, I got to pick up the kids. So.
Front and center. Let's bring him up. Mr. Justin Guest. Justin, welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Hey, Justin, you and I know each other pretty well, but maybe you want to take a few seconds just to introduce yourself and your business to the dads.
Yeah, I mean, we've known each other, I think, I don't know,
four years, something. Yeah.
But I'm, of course, a licensed mortgage agent in Guelph. I have another agent that works on my team who isn't a dad, so she can't be part of the this group. But yeah, I've been a licensed agent, pretty active in Guelph since I think about 2018 or something around that, that somewhere around there. And of course, I run the mortgage mechanic team through a brokerage in Orangeville. So,
Justin, yeah, let me just get this straight, because I know your team member is Amanda Lawson. Yes. She's great as well. But you guys have a bit of a corner on the mortgage parent groups, right? Because she's a mom and she's like a very involved out there mom in the moms groups, I think my wife has told me. So
very active. Yes, very active. Yeah. She's much more prolific on social media than I can find the time to be.
So. Well, we were just noting how cool as a cucumber you looked in the podcast chair. So you, I think this is your lane.
It's a Thursday. It's sunny out.
Yeah.
Justin, you a gamer? That's a gamer chair, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Big time gamer. What's your game of choice?
Right now, I would say I probably have spent the most time recently playing a game called Hell Let Loose, which is a like a World War II sort of, you know, type of like huge teams on either side, and you kind of recreate like World War II sort of scenarios.
Very cool.
I think you just cornered the gamer mortgage business right now.
So, I don't know if that is a segment.
In the business, all right.
Maybe it is.
All right. Do you want to get into some mortgage stuff? Because in my profession as a realtor, like, you know, we're experiencing, a lot of changes over the last few months. And obviously that translates to the mortgage business, or is actually, you know, sort of directly related to the mortgage situation that we're in right now. So I'm going to ask you a couple easy ones first, and then I'll get some more difficult questions for you down the road. But somebody's looking for a mortgage right now or refinancing. Are you doing fixed or variable, and why?
Well, there's always it's a bit still situational. So there's always the, like, if we look at the history over the last like 5 years, even 10 years, I can say the vast majority of clients that I've probably worked with in the long term, certainly were variable or went variable for one reason or another. Now, right now, part of that was, sure, we knew rates were going to rise eventually. That was always kind of, you know, we can't have 1% and 2% rates for extended periods of time. But the spread between fixed and variable was always very dramatic over the last little while. So variable still often made a lot of sense in those cases. Right now, we are kind of in the inverse of that, where fixed rates are far lower than variable can even kind of get close to right now. So most people over the last few months, when looking at the options, even with the pros and cons of both, most people are leaning towards fixed. There's been a lot of popularity springing up over the last little while in the like 2 to 3 year fixed sort of segments, where people are kind of going to take a slightly higher sort of 2 or 3 year rate on the fixed side than compared to the 5 year rates, but kind of hedging that, you know, rates are likely to kind of come back down over the next 2 to 3 years, maybe not, you know, dramatically, but probably still be lower than they would be today. So that's seen a lot of increases, the 2 to 3 year fixed segment.
Right. So to just to summarize, I think what you're saying is, so people are taking the lower rate on a shorter term right now, in a fixed, to hopefully see variable rates come down at the end of their term and then potentially flip back to that, or have the option to flip back to a
or even really just the fixed rates also coming back down a little bit as well. Right. Like there right. are you always
yeah, there's going to be some people in a couple of years.
Yeah, there's always going to be, you know, some people who are always going to lean a little more to fixed than variable, just because it's a preference of the stability. Right. But there's a lot of indicators that over 2 to 3 years, yeah, we probably will see variable rates come down a little bit, like as far as the prime lending rate, just based on the track that we're on. So a lot of people leaning that direction.
So you've touched on two different aspects of the mortgage. We talked about rate a little bit. Now we've talked about term. So you're talking about how long you're locked into your mortgage for. What other considerations would you talk to somebody about or ask somebody about if they're considering refinancing or signing up for a mortgage?
Well, I mean, the big things right now, the mortgage is kind of one of those things where it's easy to just sort of say, hey, we're going to buy a house. The most common term in Canada is that 5-year term, whether it's fixed or variable. But I mean, there's always those simple things of like, well, are we planning for, what if you're not in this house for 5 years, or you're not really planning to be in this house for the next 5 years? There's those considerations that often get just overlooked when it comes to, well, if you are in a fixed rate and you know, hey, probably in 2 to 3 years, we're going to be selling this house on a purchase or a refinance because we're going to relocate or we're moving back towards our parents. And I mean, all those things that just kind of happen. Well, the mortgage that you take today can really impact, you know, some of those future decisions and the outcomes of those decisions. And it's often the future thought, well, we can't always really plan for it. We can kind of just go, well, what if this happened? Are we, you know, if this is the outcome, are we comfortable with that? And right. just exploring a few of those kind of scenarios to make sure that what we're doing today still lines up for any possible future plans.
Right. So let me ask you a question. What you're talking about is the penalty to break before the term, right?
Mostly. That's the biggest consideration.
So here's a off the cuff question for you. What's the biggest penalty you've ever seen somebody pay to get out of a mortgage?
$47,000.
Yeah. Wow. That's a big number. And and if somebody's on the right mortgage for their situation and they know they're going to be breaking it, approximately what would you see somebody paying normally? Like 10 grand, less than 10 grand?
Well, the biggest factor that revolves around that is the size of the mortgage. Right. Now, that particular mortgage with a $47,000 penalty, it was a very, it was a larger mortgage than average sized. But like the way to sort of look at that scenario is if it had been done in the most appropriate way to minimize penalty, the penalty in that case would have been about 9,000.
Right.
So it was a $38,000 difference between the two.
Well, I don't know about you, but I think that whether you make $300,000 a year or $50,000 a year, 40 grand still means it still hurts.
It's 40 still,
grand still hurts.
Yeah. It's not a small amount of money.
Yeah. Right? That's like, you know, that's a soccer mom minivan right there. So
yeah.
That's a big Guelph Dad's outing. Like that's like bottles.
Oh yeah. Think about how much fun the Guelph Dads could have with 40 grand, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's really just like one of those things that is often, you know, overlooked and not considered at the time. It's easy to just go, okay, so the 5-year rate is this, cool, we take it. But there isn't that, you know, consideration of, well, we know we're only going to be here 3 to 5 years. Well, what if we sell at that 3-year mark? What is that, you know, really going to mean? And that's where, yeah, that fixed versus variable often sort of weighs into things, because variable, well, you might pay a slightly higher rate today. You're still going to save $30,000 on a penalty in some cases. Right. So
for all the dads out there that are looking at the calendar and they've got a refinance coming up on their house this year, what's one thing you can tell those people to expect or not expect, or something they could do to maybe mitigate the cost when they're seeing a significantly higher interest rate than what they maybe signed up for when they got it 5 years ago?
Yeah. So there's a few ways that can be done. Now, everybody's scenario as renewals and those types of things sort of roll through, especially this year, anybody that's coming up for renewal this year is going to be walking into a much higher rate than they are currently paying. Now, there's a few ways that can sort of be handled. the most common way is if that impact to cash flow is detrimental, like just to the sort of monthly budget, the simplest thing to typically do is really either work with the current lender, and what most current lenders will offer to do is just re-extend the amortization. So if you had purchased 5 years ago at a 25-year amortization initially, there's probably a way to work with the lender to sort of take another five-year term, but resetting the amortization at the current balance out to 25 years to try to keep that cash flow impact as minimal as possible. Sometimes even going out to 30, depending on the amount of, that usually revolves around the amount of equity that currently sort of sits there and what options are available. And we would, like on my side, I mean, I would look at really kind of doing the same types of things. Right. It's just sort of restructuring things into a way, that can just work to make sure that impact to cash flow, if there's, we often look at scenarios where we should sort of say, okay, if somebody made $100,000 household income, 5 years ago, well, in theory, maybe they should make more today because we've had 5 years pass, but maybe there's been a couple of job changes and things didn't quite work out, and maybe the income's a bit lower, and this increase to rates going to impact things in a kind of unhealthy way for the household. There's usually solutions to kind of just shake things up a little bit and extend the math back to kind of the original platform and go to that 25 or 30 and have almost no impact in many cases.
Awesome. I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to give away some coffee that you've generously donated. Last question is, if there's one thing that you wanted the Guelph dads to know about getting a mortgage today, what is it?
I mean, the simplest thing is that there's been a lot of, the simplest thing is to ignore a lot of what the media says. The media has been very negative on the Bank of Canada's interest aggression, and the seeming impact that has on everybody. But in most cases, as rates have gone up, house prices have declined, of course, a little bit. And when we look at the average mortgages that everybody is taking and the way that we have to qualify everybody, there hasn't really been actually much change in month to month carrying cost of the same house, whether it was 6 months ago to today. So the difficulty of purchasing a home that the media is sort of putting out as a perception really isn't there. It is, of course, we're borrowing less today because qualifying rates and those things behind the scenes have all increased. But at the same time, house prices have kind of decreased, pretty much with the same amounts as borrowing power. So we're not really increasing any cost today versus, what it would have been 6 months ago, even though rates are, probably on average about 3% higher. It's so the impact really hasn't been felt. And it's not as, the rates are higher, but it's not any more difficult or as difficult as the media would make it sort of
right.
Seem.
Yeah. And just to add my 2 cents to it, as I have not on the mortgage side, but in real estate, the land transfer tax, if prices have fallen, let's say 20% since the peak of last year, it's 20% less land transfer tax you're going to have to pay when you purchase that house. Also, down payment. If you're trying to put 20% down to stay out of CMHC insurance, that 20% is smaller than it was, a year ago as well. So your actual costs to get into real estate are a little bit less. And then your monthly costs, from what you're saying, are roughly the same or pretty close to the same.
On average,
we've
looked at a number of cases where somebody, if we took the same house and purchased it, 6 months ago, versus even purchasing it today, the month-to-month carrying costs are almost exactly the same because the purchase price has declined enough that we're paying more in interest, obviously, on any loan that we take, but the actual monthly payment and obligations is pretty much the same because we're borrowing less.
Cool. Amazing. Okay. Thank you so much, Justin, for being a part of this. Now, I know you need to get out and do your errands before you pick up the kids, so...
Yeah, well, the errand, just so that you, because dads would appreciate this, the errand is to pick up my son's birthday present because today's his birthday. So I have so to you, ensure
you're picking
I
up
have
your
that.
Son. Whoa, one sec. You're yeah, picking yeah. up your son's birthday present less than an hour before he's done school.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Dad yeah. of the year.
Yeah. No, I'm the guy at, you know, I'm the guy at Walmart, you know, Christmas Eve doing the rest of the
That's
shopping, right.
right?
Yeah.
That's right. Classic dad move. I love it. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Justin. We're just going to flip over to, or just add it in actually.
Giveaway?
Yeah, the giveaway. We're going to give away $100. Justin's a big fan of Lost Aviator Coffee. He was telling me he was buying a 5-pound bag of coffee for his house. That's 5 pounds of coffee. That's a lot at once. So I think he's drinking coffee right now. So
I am.
There you go. That's a well-timed sip of your coffee. So anyway, he loves Lost Aviator Coffee. I haven't experienced it. My name's on the wheel here, so I hope I win it so I can try it out.
Let's
but
go.
Since you talked to me about it, everyone that I've talked to has said it's really good. So we're gonna spin it. Let's give it a spin.
There comes a spinny spin. And the winner of the $100 Lost Aviator Coffee giveaway is
Fabio Enriquez. There you go.
Awesome.
Fireworks and all.
That's great.
Amazing. All right.
How can Fabio accept his prize?
Well, I don't have it. Justin has it. So what we'll do is we'll connect to Fabio and Justin, and they can do a handoff.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Justin. You've given us a lot to think about. So thank you so much. And
always open for questions.
We appreciate. Yeah. If you want to get in touch with Justin, mortgagemechanic.com, I think, or just
.ca.
Sorry. The it's just mortgage mechanic, right? Not the. Yeah. Mortgagemechanic.ca or Justin@mortgagemechanic.ca.
Yeah. I mean, especially in the Guelph Dads group, you know, even if it's just general questions, just shoot me a message on Facebook.
Little known fact too, Justin acquires many of his clients, and he's told me this. We've had his conversations about this because I'm curious how he does it through Reddit, because he's the like the Canadian mortgage Reddit is like Justin's the man on there.
Giving away all his secrets.
I know, I know. But if you want to go learn some stuff, I'm sure there's some amazing information that Justin's posted on that as well. You can follow him along there, and then make sure you use him as your mortgage agent after you've learned all the trick of the trade.
After I've given you all the information, that's really right. What I'm here for. So
that's right.
Awesome. Thanks, Justin, appreciate your time.
No problem.
Okay, and so on to the next one. I couldn't make it, but you apparently there was a Guelph Dads outing. Tell us a bit about it before we introduce our next.
So we had the opportunity. I didn't even know it existed. So I think this is part of the reason that our next guest, Pete and Brittany, they're sort of using the Guelph Dads group to promote their place. They've got this amazing 3 screens of indoor golf at Beaverdale Golf Course. So you just walk right into the clubhouse, hang a right, and they've got 3 screens there. The bar is right behind you. It's a great setup. And we had about 15 or 20 dads out a couple weekends ago on a Saturday afternoon. We played, we did some longest drive. We played some holes. Played Pebble Beach indoors in the middle of eating nachos and drinking beer. They did a special cocktail for us, the Dadder Day. It was a
love it.
It was awesome. So
what's in a Dadder Day, by the way?
It had bourbon in it.
Bourbon,
for sure.
Heavy bourbon.
Yeah, it was it had bourbon in it, definitely. Nice. Cool. Anyway, I'll let maybe Brittany and Pete talk about the place a little bit more because they're obviously the experts, and that's why we've got them on. So
okay, cool. Let's bring them up.
Yeah, let's bring them up.
All right. Hands together for Brittany and Pete. There they are.
All right. Rise.
Thank you for painting.
I will try to talk. I think I put I put this in the chat group. Sorry, guys. I conveniently lost my voice today, but that's why I invited Brittany on here. She's the star. She runs here at Beaverdale, and I'll do my best, but I'm going to defer to her. She's the knowledge. She's the ones that booked the tea times. She does everything. So she's the one that booked the event for you guys. I was just here because I happen to know how to play golf for a living. So
yeah. That's awesome. And you're a dad, right?
And I'm a dad. I've got my son turns 3 on Saturday, and my daughter's 7. So that was a qualification too. But everything else defers to this amazing woman right here. And too bad we didn't do this yesterday for International Women's Day. So all hands to Brittany.
Awesome. Maybe Brittany, you can start off. I mean, Matt gave kind of a high-level overview of what you guys are doing there. Maybe there are a lot of Guelph dads that missed out on that opportunity, like myself. So maybe you can enlighten us with about the business and what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on here. We definitely had a really great time with your group a few weeks back. So we... Bunkers Beaverdale, and we have a second location, Bunkers Dundee. We are part of the Gulf North family. So Gulf North, I think it's 38 courses now in Ontario?
We're at 38. We got actually a big announcement coming. What day is today? Is today Thursday?
Yeah.
You know what? Screw it. We're going to say, put out there, Tamarack Ridge. I don't care. It's in London. It's a new course announced today.
Yep.
39.
So we have 39 courses in Gulf Ontario.
Gulf Dads.
You heard it here first.
And we've got two simulator locations, one at the Beaverdale golf course and then one at our Dundee location as well. So our indoor simulators, here we have 3 bays. At Dundee, we have 4. We run leagues. You can book for public play. We run events here as well. If you guys have groups that want to come in and rent out the bays and have a little party here, we also have a side room where we have, you know, dart boards and games and stuff. So we can have an event move over there as well for a meal, because we have a full blown kitchen here as well. So yeah, it's this is a new location this year. So it's important for us to get the word out about it, just so people, like you said, not a lot of people knew we were here at the beginning of the year when we opened up in December. So it's just about getting our name out and just letting know people that when you come to the golf course in the winter here, that if you come on through the back way, we actually have our whole event room turned into our simulator location now. So yeah.
Now, it's funny story. So this morning, I was like, it was pretty quick for me to get over there. I live just off Elmira Road in Guelph.
Yeah.
So I did on Google Maps, Beaverdale's literally the closest golf course to my house from a drive distance, because it's all back roads. So I can get there in like 10 minutes from my house.
It's quite nice. Yeah. It's right in between that Cambridge and Guelph line. There,
so now the key is, if you can get into the simulator without Bear having to get the closest to the pin, because he was in there for about 2 hours of the 3 trying to beat me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there.
You know what? A blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while, right?
You know what? It took him about 200 shots, but he got it.
Yeah. Cool. No, I was at the event, so I can speak to it. It was, it's awesome. It's a great spot. I've done indoor golf before, but I just like, it's pretty tight little room, and the bar and restaurant's right there. And then, Tim and I, our wives are not on this call right now, which is a good thing, because we both told our wives we'd be, it ends at around 3:00. We'll be home at 3:15. We end up playing darts for an hour in the other room.
And then you went to Chuck's.
It's definitely
Two dart boards. Yeah, two dart boards and a cornhole.
Nice.
In the other room.
Cornhole.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So there was, I don't know, 6 or 7 of us that stuck around and played darts and threw some beanbags around after, which is awesome. I think that, we'd love to get the word out, and hopefully some dads take you up on, and you get some business out of it from us as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about playing golf on a simulator. How long does it take to play like 18 holes for let's say the average dad golfer, like 20 to 25 handicap kind of guy.
So when we talk about golf, we usually recommend about 4 hours for a group to play 18. It's almost kind of similar.
That's for 4 people.
Yeah, that's for 4 people for a group to play 18 holes, and about 2 hours for 9 holes. Now, depending on how well you play, it can be a little faster or slower than that. We do have groups that play 18 holes in 3 hours. They're a little bit more advanced, I would say. I would say for your average golfer, though, 4 hours with a group of 4 is probably good. If you're playing by yourself, you can probably get 18 holes done in a couple hours if you're an average golfer.
Cool. It's very appealing, though, to somebody that has trouble hitting under 100. I find not having to chase balls all around the course is quite enticing.
100 shots. 100 shots with no walking?
Yeah.
It's probably a lot easier than 100 shots.
Amazing. I must say, I stuck my bag yesterday. I lost all my golf balls. So, I mean, that's like up for debate.
Yeah, no, it definitely, if you're not, you're not walking, but it is, it's trickier, obviously. You have to get used to it, especially the putting. The putting's definitely, and anybody who plays simulator golf would tell you that, putting is definitely one of those, one of the things you have to get used to on here. So even though you're not walking around and you're not having to chase balls into trees and stuff, you still, yeah, that little extra time definitely goes towards learning how to use the technology and how to figure it out. But there's tips and tricks you pick up along the way, and then you'll start to get quicker and it'll take you less time.
Okay, I've got a question. I don't know the answer to this ahead of time. It's not like I'm doing a leading question, but I know that in the US, like Topgolf is a pretty popular thing. Mm-hmm. And they don't have it in Canada because we only have a shorter season for golf. Nobody, they just can't make it work. Can you play Topgolf on your simulators?
We have driving ranges on here that you can just shoot balls. You do not have to play a game. And we also have games, correct?
Correct, yeah. So when on the last Saturday when we had the social event with the golf dads, sorry, I sound so bad, but I'm going to try my best. We have the close to the pins. We can do your top 10. Mm-hmm. We have our long drives. We can do your top 10. Mm-hmm. We also have target competitions, and actually – I don't know if you've seen it, but a flop wall and a glass breaking competition, like you would have seen on the old Golf Channel show, The Big Break.
The Big Break, yeah.
Yeah, so awesome. Some really cool games that you can play, and you know, it's not just about playing golf, and you know, it's more about bringing out some friends and having a good time, having a couple drinks, having some great food here at Beaverdale. You know what? You don't have to play Pebble Beach. You can put up the greenhouse and see how much glass you can break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's also a great time.
There's amazing. Also competitions that you can join with people who also use this same system. So, and they could be all over the world. So you can join into a longest drive competition or closest to the pin. And it would be against people who, you know, who could be across the country or in a different country who are logging in doing the same thing. So there's different options, even if you want to come here, like if it's just yourself or you're just bringing out a friend or two and want to try something like that. It doesn't have to be golfing a golf course, but there's lots of different options.
Cool.
Yeah.
Pete, do you have, I don't mean to make you speak more, but maybe you or Brittany might know, do you have the closest to the pin and the longest drive from when the dads were there? Do you remember the numbers approximately?
Well, you know what? You know what? I'm going to throw him under the bus again, and I will use whatever voice I have left because I was really upset about this. My first shot was 8 feet. Okay.
Okay.
And Bear spent the next 2 hours, 200 shots. Looking back at me, staring me in the eyes, and with 15 minutes left, he went 5'8".
5'8".
So that
there
was.
You go.
Oh, he hands. Wait. He's holding four fingers up because he said it was 4 feet.
Wow.
He's folding around. Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. But no.
Our
but he also had the longest drive too, I think.
Yeah, 318.
318. Yeah, that's what I remember too. So the reason I'm asking is because what I want to do is pose a challenge out to the dads group to swing by an hour of time on the simulator, talk to Brittany, get her to set you up on the same hole that we did the closest to the pin, and then flip it over to the driving range. See if in an hour you can beat the longest drive and the close to the pin. I'm putting air quotes up here because I think it's a little BS too from Bear. All those shots he took.
Well, and you know what I was upset about? And I think if you go to Mac, who's in the golf dads group, my last shot on the close up pin, I lipped out. And Bear's laughing at me over here. But
yeah.
I lipped out. I should have held out for a hole in one. But,
so anybody that didn't make it out to the bunkers event, this is the kind of friendly competition you can have at a golf dads event. So it was lots of fun. So
we I think I posted in the group after we're done. I was invited by Brittany just to be a part of it and help. And it was an amazing experience. I met a lot of great people. I think the word I used was instant friendships. And it was awesome. So I encourage anyone who hasn't been out to anything. It's not just golf. It's meeting people. It's having fun. You know, if it is, if you want to get away from your wife or if you get away from your kids, whatever the heck it may be, make sure you come out to some of these events. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're not just an indoor golf guy, Pete. So I understand that you play golf for a living and you're good at it, which is awesome. We've got a really cool Marshall program that you guys run at Golf North, right? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about the Marshall program?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
Brittany, perfect.
Oh,
well, you know what?
No, you've got the voice. We'll listen to Brittany.
So I'll touch briefly. Brittany's got a lot more to say. So we do have a Marshall program. On the bare minimum, the basics is Marshall, you get free golf. There's a bit more details to that. You do have to have your smart serve. So if you don't have it now, it's going to be $49.95, but you get free golf every time you play. Depending on the course, some of the restrictions are different. So if you go to like a Rebel Creek or Dundee, they have what's called a premium program. You pay $500-$600 and you basically work off hours towards your membership. Most of the other golf courses, I'll let Brittany speak to Beaverdale and Brookfield. But what I do at Conestoga, which is my home course, if you work tournaments, if you work weekends, basically I'm going to consider you full time. You basically work a 6-7 hour shift. We're 6 hours at Conestoga. And that equates basically you get free golf at your home course. A lot of the other golf courses will give you reciprocal privileges. We send you to Brookfield. Jay and Brittany will make sure that you golf free at Brookfield and Beaverdale, close to Guelph, which is amazing. Conestoga, I want to highlight, is also close to Guelph. So keep us in mind. That's the base of the program. There is also a junior component to that, which I know Brittany wants to talk to you.
Yeah. I just learned about this afternoon in our chat this podcast to talk about the junior Marshall
program. Yeah, so the Marshall program is a great program because it gives you the opportunity, obviously, of having membership. If you go to golf and having membership is quite in the budget use, and then golf is as much as you like throughout the summer. And the great thing about it is we actually offer a junior program, ARP program, so junior Marshall. And we actually do a dad to Marshall with their sons or with their daughters. Junior is obviously considered under 18. So they're never alone. They always are with a Marshall. Like, you don't have to, even if it was just your kids signing up for this, you don't have to worry about them being on their own, having to Marshall the course on their own. But it gives them the experience of learning about golf. It gives them a chance to meet people because we try to put, you know, junior Marshalls together. And it's a great opportunity for dads and their kids. So if you have a son who's interested in golf or a daughter who's interested in golf, coming out and being Marshall with your son or daughter gives you 8 hours of playing, but it also allows you to get done together. They can definitely reach out to me or any of the courses at Golf North and just ask about that junior ARP membership. But yes, you can coincide, and it can be
a and how can they reach Brit?
Father-daughter thing, or it can be a father-son thing. So
yeah, how can they get a hold of you? I'm sure there's some dads at their keyboard right now thinking like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So let us know how to get in touch with you.
Well, you can get a hold of us through the website, like through emailing on the Golf North website. But I can actually I can give my email address for anybody who's interested in the Beaverdale Brookfield location, because we are close to Guelph. I can put that in the chat there, or yeah, we can get that.
What's the email? Jay's got it queued up here, so
yeah, you can throw it up there. It's B Dalton, so B D A L T O N at golfnorth.ca. So if you're interested, you could just shoot me a message and let me know, and I'll give you a call, or I'll shoot them a message back and talk more about it.
There it is, right up on the screen.
Awesome.
Amazing. Excellent. Okay. Now you guys have been, you're gracious in donating some time on the simulators the other weekend, and you've also got some golf to give away. We haven't figured out exactly how we're going to do that, but why don't you tell us what you've got for some of the dads to win in the near future?
So I'm going to donate a foursome for Conestoga Golf Club. Yeah. For me, and then we're doing what, foursome for Beaverdale, yeah, and then something indoor, right?
Yeah. So I think our indoor prize is going to be, I think what we are giving away today or with the post. Yeah. So I think we're going to be putting up you guys are going to be doing a post. I believe we were chatting about that to give it some indoor golf away, but we're also going to be donating to the group a foursome round for 18 holes at Peter's course at Conestoga, and then here at Beaverdale as well.
The pack.
Awesome. Now, yeah, we want to spread out the love for you guys. So what we're going to do is give away the indoor golf over the next couple of days, because that's something somebody can use right away. And then we'll drip out the other two giveaways over the next couple of weeks, and we'll have bunkers and Conestoga and Beaverdale out there in the dad verse for a couple of
dropping
weeks.
Dropping the real estate terms.
You got it, yeah.
Rip them out. Okay.
So this is amazing. Is there anything else you want you'd like to share about either your courses with the dads before we sign off?
So again, I had a lot to talk about, but obviously I can't speak. But
what's it cost for an hour on bunkers?
I'll defer that to you.
So it depends on what time of day you're coming and what time of the week you're coming. So if you are coming during the week before 5 o'clock, you're looking at $45. And if you are coming in the evening, it's $55, and that's the same for weekends. The good thing about so for bunkers, we also offer, and it's something that maybe we should. We'll definitely advertise for next, because we're coming to the end of the season here for bunkers. But we have leagues here as well. So we do have, I know for bunkers Beaverdale, we have an indoor super league that we run on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It gives you a discount on your bay time, a significant discount on your bay time. And then you also get a banquet at the end of our league, and you there's competitions every week, longest drive, closest to the pin. And we definitely have a lot of fun with that league. So if somebody's interested, we'll definitely share that information with you guys for next year. And hopefully if it works for your schedule, you guys can come on out, and it's a good way to get involved for a little bit cheaper.
Just to piggyback off that, I was talking to a couple of the guys, sorry, again, on the Saturday social, and the leagues are awesome. Like we have four bays at Dundee, you got 50 people, we got 50 people, we have over 100. I brought up to a few of the guys on that Saturday of a Guelph Dads League, whereas, so our special rate's $40 an hour, right, per league. So that's a discounted rate. Perhaps Brittany and I, if there was enough interest, could talk about, let's explore a Guelph Dads League. You had 5 days. You know, maybe it's between 5 and 8 p.m. You come out, we take your scorecard, and we post it in the group. And we make it, you know, the group a little bit more of a friendly competition. We give out some close-up pins, some long drives. And, you know, we just kind of incorporate you guys a little bit more and get the guys a bit more close-knit. So, I mean, that's an option too.
Yeah.
And I think Pete, you and you and Bear have been planning some stuff in his, I think Bear's new secondary office is Bunkers Beaverdale. Like, I think he spends 1 day a week there now. So, and I know he's there right now as well. He's
more from his backyard or what?
He's camera shy, but I think Bear's got some plans. You guys have been talking, maybe even doing a 1 day Guelph Dads golf tournament, maybe at Conestoga or Beaverdale, something like that as well, which I think would be great. We can definitely, help that with the planning and organization of that as well.
Sounds yeah, you know, like, what like all of our Gulf North golf courses obviously have food and beverage. You come to Conestoga, you come to Beaverdale, we got dartboards, we got cornhole, we can do patio chip-offs, whatever the heart desires to make it worthwhile and make it a great time. Just get the guys together and, you know, just make Guelph Dads bigger and better than what it is now. Not that it's not amazing, but, you know, just keep growing it because this is a great endeavor. It's something, like I said, that I never knew existed until Brittany kind of pushed me towards it. And this is something that I think is definitely needed and appreciated. And I think the more guys we can get involved, the better.
Awesome. No, cool. We appreciate the love.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much. And again, we're looking forward to these giveaways.
Yeah. So watch the discussion board. We're gonna get one going in a couple of days, and then we'll do another giveaway. Maybe Pete, if you get your voice back, we can let you announce it.
Well, if I get my voice back, I'm gonna shut up. So I don't know if you want me back.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for your time this afternoon, guys. I know we're a little bit late, but really appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Brittany. Thanks, Pete.
Cheers. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Take care.
Cool. Well, that's exciting stuff.
Good
wow,
stuff. Yeah, lots awesome. Of things happening. Sun's shining today. It feels like, you know, March break's coming. So we're feels like we're getting out of this winter sort
winter
of rut.
Rut.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, you know what? Didn't the groundhog say it's going to be a long winter? Or did he say it was going to be a short one? Do you remember?
I think they were conflicted.
They were all conflicted,
yeah.
Weren't they?
Yeah, they weren't. They had no consensus among the groundhogs this year.
Didn't one in Wyerton die?
Yeah,
is that the one that died? And the kid,
I think so.
They had to bring
what's the lifespan of a groundhog?
I don't know.
It can't be that long.
The chance for the groundhog to die 5 minutes before the announcement is
it's pretty. Anyway,
everybody, we thank all of you for hanging out with us for the last 46 minutes. And, you know, stay tuned to the group because, like we said, we got a ton of giveaways coming up there. And we'll be announcing those giveaway winners in an upcoming Guelph Dad podcast.
Awesome. All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining, guys.